Hello, and welcome to this week's How to IT Strategy podcast. In this episode, we will discuss techniques that you can use to help you think about your team's capabilities so that you are clear on areas of deficiency or gaps that will need to be addressed in order to successfully implement your IT strategy. From my own experience, I've seen sound IT strategies fail to be successfully executed due to unaddressed deficiencies in key skills and capability areas. Sometimes these deficiencies can be complete gaps or just lack of skills or experience. As with all analysis that forms part of creating your IT strategy, how much time you can devote to thinking about your team's capabilities will be influenced by your resource and time constraints. So we'll talk about a couple of different pragmatic ways you can achieve the desired outcome with different levels of effort. So first of all, let's talk about the shortcut. So the shortcut involves bringing together your management team and going through the following process. Number one, review what you've come up with in your draft strategy so far and identify the key capabilities in your team that are essential for the strategy to be successfully executed and therefore need to be addressed as part of your strategy. Add these to a list. Number two, you and your management team should also be aware of the big problem areas within your team. Add those to the list. Number three, what team capabilities are ones your key stakeholders often complain about? Add these to the list. Number four, spend an additional 15 minutes brainstorming the key capabilities of your IT team and adding those to the list. Number five, once you have your list, create a simple matrix in which you can plot areas that are A, fine, B, gaps, C, need to be addressed in order to deliver your draft strategy, or D, need to be addressed over a longer period of time. Now for the slightly less short shortcut. A slightly more involved option which can produce good results is to use an existing framework to help frame your thinking around team skills. SFIA, spelled S-F-I-A, stands for the Skills Framework for the Information Age, and that's a good example among several of a framework that can help you think about your team skills. So SFIA provides a framework of professional skills on one axis and seven levels of responsibility on the other. By doing so, describes professional skills at various levels of competence. SFIA breaks down a team's capabilities into categories and subcategories, the high-level categories being strategy and architecture, change and transformation, development and implementation, delivery and operation, skills and quality, relationships and engagement. Depending on your time and resource constraints, I'd suggest if you do use SFIA for assessing your team or teams, that you can undertake a useful exercise assessing your team against just the top two categories, and that the resulting analysis would be good enough to inform your thinking about team skills without having to dig into the third level of categories, which would exponentially increase the time and effort required to analyse. A framework like SFIA gives you a great structured way to think about your team's skills and their skill level and where you might need to focus effort or investment in order to achieve your strategy. The long cut, that's actually a shortcut, is realising that assessing and monitoring team capabilities and skill levels is ideally not something that should be reserved for when you are just working on an IT strategy. Having this view of your team or teams in place as a BAU activity takes some ongoing effort, but it means it's very easy to build the assessment into your IT strategy when it is time to create or refresh your strategy. So in this episode, we've discussed ways we can assess our team's capabilities in the context of our developing IT strategy, so we can minimise the chance of the strategy execution being hamstrung by a lack of capability within the team and give ourselves the best chance possible of successfully executing the strategy. So that was episode 12 of the How to IT Strategy podcast. Please do consider subscribing to the accompanying newsletter so you don't miss out on instalments at resage.substack.com. Of course, if audio is more your thing, which it might be given that you're listening to the podcast now, then obviously you can subscribe to the How to IT Strategy podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all major podcast platforms. If you want to learn more about how to create great IT strategies, then please sign up at howtoitstrategy.com for early access to my upcoming course. This has been the How to IT Strategy podcast. I'm Richard Sage. Goodbye.